Today, the banks are winners and the households are losers. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, in my earlier post today, I mentioned what the IMF and the Bank of England were saying about debt being a problem for households and businesses and companies more broadly, as well as countries. But there was a specific observation that the Bank of England made relating to extended terms for mortgages. And I wanted to just analyse this in a little more detail, because we are seeing this happening in Australia in spades now. People are being encouraged to take out mortgages over a longer term. And of course, there is a slight reduction in the monthly repayments as a result. However, it's not as simple as that when you actually come to analyse it. So let's look at the mortgage term impact over 20, 25, 30, 35, and 40 years. And in this calculation, I've taken an average loan of $500,000 at current interest rates. Now, if you look at the total loan repayments first, you can see there that the amount goes up quite considerably from $876,000 in the first case up to more than $1.3 million over 40 years. So there is a very significant rise in the total loan repayments. Of course, that's because it's interest on interest and also over a longer term. And we can also look at the total interest paid over the period concerned. Over a 20-year period, the total repayment over the term, assuming the rate of interest doesn't change, would be $376,400. But over 40 years, that goes up to $860,884. So you can see that the banks are the winners. So then the next question is, what does that do to the monthly repayments? Well, sure, there is a bit of a drop. It drops from $3,652 a month for 20 years down to $2,835 a month over 40 years. In other words, there is a small reduction, but relative to the massive increase in interest charges that are incurred, the banks are winners and households are relative losers. And to make that a little more transparent, we can look at it in percentage terms. So if we assume that 20 years is the baseline, the monthly repayment reduces by 9.7% if you move from 20 to 25. If you move from 20 to 30 years, it drops by 15.8%. If you go to 35 years, it drops to 19.7%. And over 40 years, it drops by 22.4% relative to 20 years. In other words, as you move further out, the relative impact in terms of savings reduces considerably. And in fact, once you get to 35 and 40 years, the move out hardly has a major impact at all. Now, if we then look at the total loan repayments, they're actually up by 12.8% if you move from 20 to 25 years. They're up from 26.3% if you move from 20 to 30 years. They're up by 40.5% if you go from 20 to 35, and up by a massive 55.3% if you go over 40 years. No surprise, of course, because you're holding a longer loan for a longer period and interest on interest is charged. And then the killer argument is this. If you look then at the total interest that you end up paying, it increases by 29.8% if you move from 20 to 25 years. If you go from 20 to 30 years, it's up 61.3%. So it's more than half again. And if you go over 35 years compared with 20 years, you're close to doubling your total interest charges. And over 40 years, it's more than double at 128% relative to over 20 years. So my point is this, that moving to a longer term mortgage may sound attractive because it does slightly reduce the monthly repayments. But of course, it's the bank who's the winner because they basically have significantly higher interest coming in over a longer period, which is how they make their money. I personally don't think that the disclosures that are currently made to borrowers when they're being encouraged to move to longer term loans is adequate, because the truth is you do take the monthly repayments down a bit and that might give a little wriggle room, but the costs are significant unless, and this is really important, unless you make bigger payments than the minimum to reduce the loan later, or indeed switch to a shorter term down the track when perhaps things have recovered a bit. The trouble is that historically people don't tend to do that. What they tend to do is to sit on these longer term loans and just pay through the nose. So the bottom line is this: the Bank of England is correct. Longer term loans support the banking system and support banks more than individuals. And so, as always, buyer should be beware. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.